Hello, hello. I am so proud of you that you have come to the end of section one. This was a lot, and believe me, I know that. I hope that you felt as if there was some spaciousness for you to really absorb all of these different pieces of these most important medical and financial forms that will make the hugest difference to the people in your life. A lot of times, you've probably heard them yourselves, that people who don't have an advanced healthcare directive, they don't have power of attorney assigned, they don't have a will, they don't have their house in trust, that it causes so much hardship, frustration, even anger, infighting among the people who are left. And while it's a lot, I know it's a lot to complete all of these forms, and you may not have finished all of them at this point. However, I'm hoping that you've at least maybe started. Maybe you've decided whether you're going to use, an estate lawyer, or you're going to try and do them yourself and then have them looked over by a lawyer, or you're going to do some do-it-yourself forms. Maybe you've just gotten a good handle on what exactly needs to be done and how you're going to go ahead and get those completed. So again, I want to tell you, I put this first because these are sort of those quote unquote most important things to have, right? These are the things that relieve a huge amount of stress on people who are left behind. So again, congratulations to you. You're here, you're stepping through this. You don't have to do everything at once. You know, just take it step by step by step. Now, I promised you at the end of this chapter that I was going to help you celebrate and maybe even bring in some playfulness or a little bit of humor, because I think that's really important, right? We're on this journey, and it can bring up a lot of stuff. It can, you know, obviously, it's not the easiest of topics for most of us. And I've also asked you in this chapter to start to open up some conversations with the people in your life. And that can both be really connecting and really powerful. It can also be awkward, right? To be frank, these are conversations that maybe we're not used to having with people. But I can assure you, I've talked to so many people, and that having had these conversations, it just gives people the most, just this vast amount of peace, right? In fact, I have just gone through an experience where someone's mom, someone whom I'm really close to, his mom passed away, and she had never said, you know, even the most simple of things to talk about, which is, you know, did she want to be cremated? Did she want to be buried? And I know this doesn't have to do with the forms you just filled out, but it does speak to having conversations, right? That unfortunately they had never had that conversation. And he was really in trauma because, of course, when someone passes away, we want to honor them. We want to respect them. We want to do what we think they would have wanted to be done, but we just don't know unless we talk about it. So you may remember that at the end of this section, I told you about Lisa Paul, who was the co-creator of something called the Death Deck. Now, if you see the Death Deck, what I loved about it instantly is that it has a playfulness to it. And you know what, maybe I'll try and see if I can put a picture of the logo, because it's lighthearted. Now, I know this is a serious topic and I never want to belittle it. However, I think as humans, we need humor to help us get through the hard stuff, right? I think almost always when we're going through really hard things, what can kind of save us sometimes is humor. So I wanted to share with you, since I did promise you that maybe we would have some lightheartedness at the celebration, I pulled just a few of the cards from the Death Deck that I wanted to share with you to give you a sense of what this deck is like, because it might be something you want to get. You know, it might be something that would be really open up conversations for you and your family. I know when Lisa sent me this deck, I immediately started talking to people, you know, and asking them these questions. And it does give it gives a little bit of a safe sort of contained inroad into conversations that otherwise would be, you know, awkward to just sort of start to have out of nowhere. So I'm just randomly, I'm probably not going to read you all of them because I realized I pulled quite a few in my hand, but let's see, this first one. In your final days, would you pray or meditate? A, full throttle prayer. B, massive mindful meditation. C, let's just see what's on TV. So that gives you a little bit of an example of, you know, it's a way to give people a chance to answer seriously or to kind of admit, like, I don't really know how I would be. You know, I'm going to choose the TV version, right? Oh, I love this. This isn't really funny so much, but it could be, which is this one says, who doesn't love a good eulogy? Start yours today by sharing one piece of advice for those left behind. And, you know, I thought that is a great one. If you're sitting around the dinner table and, you know, you're talking about this and asking people, like, that's a very safe thing to talk about. What piece of advice would I want to leave behind? And it could be something really funny, right? Like often I will say things to my son, like, when I die, I want you to remember one thing, you know, always store the sauces separately from the pasta because it'll make the pasta soggy in the dish. Now, you know, that's just become like one of the funny things I say to him, but that could be a way to start a conversation, right? With a little humor. And it's also something that I hope when I die, that when he finds, you know, some things that I've left behind that I want him to know, I will add in things like that because I'll want him to laugh, right? I'll want him to like not just be overwhelmed with seriousness, but also, you know, that's something we've been saying for years and it's kind of funny and hopefully will be included, right? That I'll remember to do that. Oh, here's another one I pulled because I think this is another place where I joke around. It's my own way of bringing funny humor into this conversation to make sure I'm having with my family. So this one says, your memorial plaque. Fill in the blanks. Here lies blank. Best remembered for blank and blank. Now, I don't fill mine out using those blanks, but whenever I get this card, I like to remind people, even though I don't want to be buried and I don't want a gravestone, but I always say, on my gravestone, I want a check mark box with the check mark in it, you know, because everyone who knows me knows that I love to have, you know, lists of things to do and that I like to check them off. And that gives me great satisfaction. So to me, it's always kind of a funny thought to think of having a gravestone with, you know, a check mark like done. I think that that's funny. It brings me humor. My son always laughs. It won't happen. I don't want a gravestone. I designated my body to go to science, but still it's funny. Oh, here's kind of one. She also did this a lot in these cards. Like a lot of them, you know, are serious. I didn't pull those for you because I promised you funny, but she also sprinkled in some that are just purely lighthearted. So this one says, which of these would you be most mortified to have as the cause of your demise? And A, an erroneous swim in piranha-infested waters. B, an electrical mishap hanging holiday lights. C, death by nachos. Right, so just, that's a throwaway card, just to make people laugh. Again, I think what Lisa's done has been brilliant, which is she's created this deck that makes it possible for us, right? Makes it possible for us to delve into these topics, right? Here's one that's not really funny, but more on the creative side. Again, sort of a more of a lighthearted or curiosity one. It says, at the moment of death, a secret tattoo appears on your body that symbolizes something you stood for or believed in. What is it? and where is it? So I have never actually answered that for myself. I'm going to give that some thought, but like, that's just kind of like an interesting, again, I think a lot of what she's doing here in some of these cards is just introducing that, like, at the moment of death or after you die or when you die, which is getting us, it sort of normalizes for us, right? I mean, I know everybody dies and that is normal, but a lot of times we haven't tried it on for ourselves. And I think this card deck allows us to do that. Here's one too. I like this one because you'll see later in the book, I talk about this topic. When I can no longer tell you what I want to hear, please play A, my all-time favorite music playlist, B, audiobooks or inspirational words, C, the sounds of the ocean or a river with a bedpan nearby. Right, so she inserted that little humor in the last one. You will see later in the book that I do highly recommend having some sort of audio playlist. And hopefully you'll find that in the book and do that. All right, let me see. How about one more? Okay, this is a great one to end on. Talking about dying and my mortality. A, reminds me to appreciate life and the time I have. B, isn't my first choice, but I do contemplate it at times. C, is literally the last subject I'd care to discuss. May I be excused now? So I think that that's a great one to end on. And I want to thank you for being here. You know, this was a really, it was a dense section and there was a lot in there. And I can assure you that once you get this legal paperwork done, these items from this section, you are going to feel such an immense sense of peace. And when you tell the people that it's important to tell that you've done these, they are going to feel an incredible sense of peace and gratitude to you. So please remember, as I started at the beginning of this section, you know, we do for the love of others, right? We do hard things for the love of others that we wouldn't necessarily do for ourselves. And this is part of it, right? This is part of it, is it doing these things that may not be easy to think about. They may be difficult logistically, but step by step by step, you are capable and you can do this. All right. I'm so glad you're here. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.